5:20, and this is the KDLL Evening News for Monday, July 27th on 91.9 FM, Kenai Soldotna, listener-supported public radio for the Central Kenai Peninsula. I'm Ashlyn O'Hara. Thanks for tuning in. Coming up, NSTAR Natural Gas asks the Regulatory Commission of Alaska to reconsider their Kenai gas storage project. But first, Michael Hicks is resigning from the Kenai Peninsula Borough Assembly effective August 4th. In a resignation letter, Hicks says he's moving out of state next week and will not attend any future assembly meetings. Hicks has represented the Assembly's District 7 since October of 2025. That district covers communities west of Tustamina Lake, including Kasilof, Nanilchik, and Nikolaevsk. Hicks ran unopposed for the seat. Hicks is the second assembly member to resign in the last month. Kalifornsky Representative Scott Griebel resigned effective July 7th to take a job with the borough. On Monday, Hicks told KDLL he actually submitted a letter of resignation in April, pending a job reassignment later this year. Hicks has been the pastor at Kasilof Foursquare Church since the late 90s. Hicks said he later retracted his resignation after being contacted by people who told him to stay on longer. Hicks also says he's faced some personal hardship over the last year, including losing his home in a fire and the death of multiple family members. In his resignation letter, Hicks said he'd hoped to attend more assembly meetings remotely after moving out of state, but borough code does not allow that. He told KDLL his time on the assembly was a, quote, valuable lesson and an astonishing surprise. The two resignations mean Kenai Peninsula voters will consider 5 of the Assembly's 9 seats when they head to the ballot box November 3rd. The Assembly must formally accept Hicks' resignation at their next meeting. That starts the clock for filling the empty seat. Because Hicks resigned more than 45 days before the next borough election, the Assembly will appoint someone to serve until then. The borough will accept applications from August 5th through 19th. To be eligible, an applicant must be a registered voter living in District 7. Whoever is appointed will serve until the borough's November 3rd election. A candidate elected to fill the seat will serve the remainder of the District 7 term, which expires in 2028. More information about the upcoming municipal election can be found on the borough's election website at kpb.us/elections. Alaska State Troopers have identified former Anchorage Assembly member and longtime school teacher Karen Bronga as the victim in Friday's Sterling Highway collision. The crash closed the highway in both directions for about 8 hours at milepost 62 near Skelak Lake. Troopers say Bronga, 64, was the passenger in a motorhome traveling north when a southbound pickup truck veered into the opposite lane and struck the motorhome. Bronga was declared dead at the scene, and the man driving the motorhome was taken to a hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. The woman driving the pickup truck was medevaced to Anchorage with serious injuries. Troopers say the cause of the crash is under investigation, but that alcohol does not appear to be a factor. Bronga represented East Anchorage on the Anchorage Assembly for 2 years and taught in the Anchorage School District for 2 decades. She was elected to the Assembly in 2023 after Forrest Dunbar was elected to the Alaska Senate. In 2024, Bronga announced she would not run for re-election. While on the Assembly, Bronga sponsored legislation addressing gun safety in public schools and advocated for pedestrian safety. And finally, South Central Alaska's largest natural gas utility is asking state regulators to reconsider their decision on a project that would have expanded natural gas storage. That's after the Regulatory Commission of Alaska denied NSTAR's request earlier this month, saying the utility had not provided sufficient information. NSTAR President John Sims says they've been working on this project for more than a year.
This reservoir is almost perfect for what NSTAR views as its short-term and long-term needs.
NSTAR proposed developing and operating a depleted reservoir in Kenai, currently leased and operated by AIX Energy LLC, to store supplies to use during the colder months. In a 31-page petition filed Thursday, NSTAR says the commission's order lacked a true understanding of the problem. The project is the only viable commercial storage option in Cook Inlet, the petition says. The utility has to secure more gas storage to continue meeting the needs of its more than 150,000 South Central customers, and the petition says storage becomes critical starting next year. As far as gas supply in general, Sims says he's stressed about this winter.
There's a lot of planning going on for this upcoming winter about what happens if we have a gas supply issue because we're worried about it.
The RCA has 30 days to respond to the petition, and if they don't take any action, it will be automatically denied. And that'll be all for tonight's KDLL Evening News. We had help from Ava White in Anchorage. You can re-listen to this newscast and find our other stories online at kdll.org. I'm Ashlyn O'Hara. Have a great night.
Hello, this is Charlissa Megan, known as Truth Is.
And I'm her trusty sidekick, Eva Knutson.
And we are the Sound Hunters.
Join us on Wednesday nights from 7 to 9 p.m. as we dig through our old mixtape collections and share our favorite eclectic musical finds.
That's the Sound Hunters on Wednesday nights from 7 to 9 p.m. right here on KDLL 91.9 FM, Kenai, Soldotna.
The KDLL Board of Directors meets at 5:30 p.m. the second Thursday of the month at KDLL Studios in the Kenai Peninsula Economic Development District building in Kenai and over Zoom. Meetings are open to the public. If you have an item you'd like to submit for board consideration, email info@kdll.org, or if you're interested in joining the board, call 907-513-1996.
Hey, hey there, Pickle People. This is Murphy with the Veritas Variety Review. Check out Veritas every Saturday from 7 to 9 p.m. We got a rotating cast of players to mix it up for you. Find it here on the only listener-supported public radio station for the Central Kenai Peninsula, KDLL 91.9 FM.